ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد Then to continue with Al-Usul al-Thalatha, the three fundamental principles of Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, with the explanation of Shaykh Saleh al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, then last time, and we, of course we're on the third and last of the three fundamental principles, and last time we had a section that was entitled the concluding section, Iman in the Resurrection. And that continues in the section here on what occurs on page 282 of the Lebanese print, page 219 of the Egyptian print, which is given a separate subheading here, Al-Hisab wal-Mizan, the reckoning and the balance. So then follows the text, the saying of Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, رحمه الله وبعد البعث محاسبون ومجزون بأعمالهم والدليل قوله تعالى ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ليجزي الذين أساءوا بما عملوا ويجزي الذين أحسنوا بالحسنى الآية من سورة النجم. He's saying, and after the resurrection, the people will be brought to account. ومجزون, and they will be recompensed. And in all the other prints, for those who are memorizing the wording, or already memorized, then in all the other texts of this book, then it's majziyun, wa majziyun bi a'malihim, and the meaning being one and the same. So after the resurrection, they will be brought to account, and they will be recompensed for their deeds. And the proof is his saying, "He the Most High." And of course the ayah from Surah Al-Najm, the 53rd surah, ayah 31. And again there's a slight addition here, which is in some of the manuscripts and not in others. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. The explanation, and to Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and the earth. This part of the ayah is in some manuscripts and not in other manuscripts. And the continuation, which is in all of the manuscripts, ليجزي الذين أساءوا بما عملوا ويجزي الذين أحسنوا بالحسنى, that he may recompense those who did evil for what they did, and that he may reward those who did good with the best reward of paradise. Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, he said in explanation, from the actions that will occur on the day of resurrection is al-hisab, the reckoning, and al-mizan, the balance. Al-hisab, the reckoning, has the meaning of munaqasha, the interrogation of the people of sins. So the Muslims will be in three categories on the day of resurrection. And he mentions the three categories of the Muslims with regard to the hisab, the reckoning. He said the first category from them, this being the Muslims, on the day of resurrection, with regard to the hisab, the reckoning. So he said the first category from them are those who will have no hisab, they will have no reckoning, and will enter paradise without any reckoning and without any punishment. Just as occurs in the hadith of the 70,000 who will enter paradise without any reckoning and without any punishment. In a footnote, they mention, reported by Al-Bukhari as hadith 5705 and by Muslim as hadith 218 from a hadith of Imran ibn al-Husayn radiallahu anhu. The famous hadith of the 70,000. Then he said, the second category of the people are those who will be given hisaban yasiran, a light reckoning, a light or an easy reckoning. And he explains that. And it is al-ard, it is mere presentation of a record. The record is merely presented to him. He is not reckoned with the reckoning of interrogation, but rather he will be reckoned such that the record is just presented to him. And this person also is one of the su'ada, one of the people of bliss, the fortunate people, successful people, the people of bliss. He the Most High said, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفِ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. Surah Al-Inshiqaq, the 84th surah, ayahs 7 to 9. With the explanation, as for the one who is given his record of deeds in his right hand, then he will soon receive a light reckoning, and he will return to his family joyful. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan mentions the third category. He said the third category, those who will receive a reckoning involving interrogation, and this person is in great danger because of his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, man nuqish al hisab udhib, whoever has his record closely examined will be punished. Whoever is interrogated with regard to record is closely examined for him and is questioned about it carefully, then he will be punished. In a footnote, they mention this hadith is reported by Al-Bukhari, this hadith 103, and by Muslim, this hadith 2876, as a hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan moves on, so having mentioned how the Muslims will be in these three categories with regard to the reckoning, he moves on to mention the disbelievers. He said, as for the disbelievers, then the scholars disagree with regard to them. Will they receive a reckoning, a hisab, or will they not be, or will they not receive a reckoning? So from the scholars are those who say that the disbelievers will not receive a reckoning because they do not have any good deeds. Rather, they will be taken straight to the fire because they have no good deeds. And from the scholars are those who say they will receive a reckoning, a hisab of taqriya, a reckoning of confession, meaning of their deeds, their disbelief and their apostasy. Then they will be taken to the fire. So Shaykh al-Fawzan is pointing out that the scholars have differed with regard to the disbelievers. Will they receive a reckoning or not? And those who say they will receive a reckoning mean they just have to acknowledge and confess to their evil deeds and their disbelief and apostasy. They will not have any good deeds to look into, but they'll be made to confess to their evil deeds, disbelief, their apostasy. And some of the scholars say, no, there is no reckoning, they'll just be taken straight to the fire. They have no good deeds to look into, they'll be just taken straight to the fire. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan moves on to the second point, al-mizan, the balance. He said, and al-mizan, the balance, It means the apparatus upon which the deeds of the people will be weighed. The good deeds will be placed on one scale, and the evil deeds on one scale. He the Most High said, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Surah Al-Mu'minun, the 23rd surah, ayahs 102 to 103. With the explanation, so whoever's balance of good deeds is heavy, then they will be the successful ones. And whoever's balance of good deeds is light, then they are the ones who have caused their own souls to be in loss. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so if the evil deeds outweigh, then the person will lose. And if the good deeds outweigh, then the person will succeed. He said, this balance, this mizan, this balance is a balance for the deeds. And likewise, the person who is given his record in his right hand, then his reckoning will be easy. And whoever is given his record in his left hand, then his reckoning will be difficult. And he will see the terrors and the huge dangers. And he will go on from one danger to the next in the different stages of the resurrection and the reckoning and the gathering. These are terrifying matters if we reflect upon them.